It is Friday, June 28th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And oh, that I could talk as fast as Kyle can say my name. Because as soon as I get done here, folks, I'm on my way to New Orleans.
Hooray!
So let's talk fast. This is one of three times a year that even couch potatoes rise up and go outdoors.
Because?
It's the 4th of July.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So there's a big look at in what's up today at ways to celebrate the 4th, all of them traditional, but some with a twist. And one of the twists came from Flip Put Off, our outdoors rider, because everybody goes to the lake, right?
Almost everybody.
Yeah.
But you can go to Beaver Lake and explore the Aqua Trail.
I am not aware of this.
This is cool. It was designed to be seen by boat, and it takes you to 18 sites and landmarks around the lake. You can pick up a guide at marinas around the lake, at the Army Corps of Engineers office in Rogers, and at the Rogers Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce. And so you can boat around the lake and, like, go see Montanay, and go see the fish pond. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission Fish Rearing Pond.
Oh.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And apparently there's a house foundation that scuba divers love. And you can go clip to the Beaver Dam and clear back down, and it's about 65 miles total by boat.
And you can do it on your own.
You can do it on your own, and it's free, and it all has GPS coordinates. It was an Eagle Scout project.
Oh, that's so cool.
By a guy named Kevin Jensen back in 2005, and he's 26 now and still keeps an eye on the Aqua Trail.
That's really interesting.
Isn't that fun?
It is.
So you can find out all about that in today's What's Up, or you might consider going to the drive-in.
Yes.
You know, I've been meaning to do that.
Have you never been?
No, I've been, but I haven't been this summer.
You know, the 112 drive-in is one of only about 450 across the country that are still open.
And in Arkansas, it's down to about,
I think it's three or four.
Yeah.
And they've gone digital.
Mm-hmm.
They've also gone price per person, not price per car.
That's a reality of times, I think.
So you can't stuff 37 of your favorite people into a car and go. But it's still $7 for adults, $3 for ages 6 to 12, and free for little people. And you can take your little people and they can play outside, and it's a great thing. You can find out more at 112 Drive-In Theater with an RE.com, or you can go hear some outdoor music. The Bella Vista Community Concert Band is performing at 7 o'clock on the 4th of July at Blowing Springs Park.
Yes.
So it's not like music in the park at Gully Park. It's the old-fashioned Music Man.
Straw hats.
Madison Picnic Park
concert.
It's free, but if you get there early, you can buy a picnic lunch for $8. Or you can watch some fireworks, and there's a whole list available in What's Up, and we'll revisit some next week in What's Up. But here's what's going on this weekend that you might want to catch. The All-American Freedom Festival, which starts with a 5K run and a one-mile fun run walk. I don't know why walking a mile would be fun. Anyway, it starts at 8:30 at Pinnacle Hills Promenade on Saturday. There's live entertainment all day. Wraps up with Nathan Aronowitz as the last performer. And that's free. Or Sunday, there are fireworks at the Crosses with food and music at 5 and fireworks at dusk at Cross Church Pinnacle Hills campus in Rogers. And Freedom Fest is on Sunday at the Assembly of God on Weston Street in Pea Ridge with a picnic and games and a car show at 6 and fireworks at 9:30.
Okay.
I'm going to see all the fireworks. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm going to see them over the Mississippi River.
That sounds awesome.
Bye, y'all.
I'm going to stick with my dogs while they shake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that just took the fun right out of that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be a killjoy. I apologize.
I gotta go, guys.
All right, bye.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.